This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so plastic water bottles we're probably going to have to start shying away from. Here's the thing, okay? I love the idea that we are drinking more water than we are soda pop and juices. And water bottles are very psychologically brilliant in terms of a product that you could hold. One is they fit around the average hand very nicely. They don't get super cold. They also have the little rivets in the plastic that make you feel like you've got a good grip. People don't want to just touch something completely smooth, but if something has a grip or something that could give you some traction, people like. And so, you know, you look at these water bottles, and if you look at the different ways they have the grooves in the plastic, etc., they're brilliantly made. Then you have just a little piece of paper that you could pick off, because people are pickers. They like to pick things. You could pick off the paper, okay? The caps, I like the big, thicker caps, but whenever your water is getting cheaper, the cheaper water bottles have a thinner cap, right? Like Voss, the cap is like, what, an inch and a half, you know, long. Whereas some of your, you know, Maker's Mark or Member's Mark or whatever, that's like a centimeter, you know. And so, I, the water still tastes good. I don't like the Mountains Arrowhead water taste. I don't like that. But I love, I think Aquafina and Deja Blue taste. I think Fuji. There's a Fiji water. I don't, that tastes to me very, very good. I think Voss tastes excellent, but I just can't afford it. So, you know, the water bottles seem to be the go-to. And a lot of us feel like we're healthier going for these water bottles. The problem we keep forgetting is there's plastic. And in plastic come chemicals. Now, remember about a year ago, researchers from the Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health at the Mailman School of Public Health found that if your fetus was exposed to BPA, that fetus had a chance of becoming obese. Now, another study from the Endocrine Society based out of Washington, D.C., reinforced this claim. And so this this bisphenol A, or BPA, not only is linked to fetal obesity, but it's been linked to a variety of things. Depression, diabetes, early puberty in females, asthma, ADHD, even heart disease. So bisphenol A, or BPA, it's a synthetic compound. It's man-made. And we use it in the production of polycarbonate plastics and epoxy resins. The resins coat water supplies, food containers. You see BPA in dental sealants, obviously water bottles, cash receipts, medical devices, a whole variety of things. And according to the National Institute of Environmental Sciences, this BPA can leach into food from the protective internal epoxy resin coatings of canned foods and other consumer products like tableware, you know, food storage containers, baby bottles, water bottles. They say the degree to which BPA leaches from these polycarbonate bottles into liquid depends more on the temperature of the liquid or bottle rather than the age of the container. They also said BPA could be found in breast milk. Now, when they've done previous studies, they found 93% of people had detectable levels of BPA in their system. If you want to read more about it, go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com because I wrote an article on this on BPA. So, what is it? BPA is a hormone disruptor. So what it does is it mimics hormones such as estrogen. So when something mimics something else, okay, it'll bind to those receptors. Just like, remember we talked about carbon monoxide in the previous hour, how carbon monoxide mimics oxygen. So the body's like, great, let it in, I'll take it, right? It goes, it saturates or takes over the receptor, so then real oxygen can't get there. Well, with BPA now, it does that in terms of estrogen. So your body at first thinks it's getting estrogen, and then it realizes, wait a second, this isn't real estrogen. This is some chemical. So your body's like, well, what the hell do we do? Well, I guess we don't have enough estrogen, so let's start making more. Well, you know, increased production of hormones or steroids, because many hormones are steroids, increase weight. So you also wonder if not only with these fetuses is there an obesity issue, but will there be a femininization? Okay? You know, we've been very concerned about the wussification of the Generation Z. I guess Generation Z was born after 2000. Okay? And so my kids are Generation Z. And these are the kids that cry during baseball. Not my kids particularly, but, you know, any of them. Yeah, I was like, why is there so much crying in baseball? Why are boys crying? I don't get that. You know, why are... And it's okay for a boy to cry, but it just... You know, in the olden days, I mean, in the 1940s or whatever, I mean, stickball, you used to get hit with a stick. And, you lived through it. Now, it's like it's a major, you know, catastrophe getting hit or ripping your pants or whatever. So I think, you know, we're definitely seeing a wussification. And I wonder if that's the hormones. We thought maybe it's the hormones in the milk. Maybe it's the hormones in the plastic. So if BPA is promoting obesity, they think what is the mechanism, besides pretending to be like estrogen, is we have this hormone leptin. And this hormone leptin kind of regulates our satiety, because what it does is it tells the hypothalamus to send a signal to decrease our appetite, which is why if we want a diet pill, they should make it of leptin. You take more leptin, you feel full. In the most recent study, the researchers found mice exposed to BPA in the womb were less responsiveness to leptin, meaning they had an unsatiable appetite. So that's how it could lead to obesity. Now, I'm just very concerned about our water bottles, right, heating up in cars. And I live in Las Vegas, so when it gets to be 100-some degrees, it could easily get 180 degrees within a car. I mean, it could really heat up in a car. Okay, maybe not 180, but it could really get hot. Okay? And in 2014, there was a study out of the University of Florida. They looked at bottled water in China, and they found plastic water bottles that were heated up released chemicals, not only BPA, but antimony. Antimony's been linked to cancer, lung disease, and heart disease. So if the bottle, let's say you buy, is cold, was it in the truck before you bought it, you know, from the distributor? So avoid plastic, avoid heating, put it in the microwave, and try to buy BPA-free. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable affordablesolar.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was at a lecture yesterday at Troy University, Nevada. And it was very interesting because they were talking about the differences between the generations. Generation X, Millennials, Generation Z, the Baby Boomers, etc. And they were talking about different communication preferences and tips on how to deal with each generation. And it was a small lecture, but it was fascinating. And I see how this could be, you could write a book on it easily. And so I found a very interesting chart that really seems to break down a lot of it's fascinating stuff, and I want to kind of share it with you because it may help you understand what's going on with the millennials, or Generation Z or Generation X, etc. And many of you don't even kind of know who is what. So very interesting. This chart comes from WMFC.org, and it's called Generational Differences Chart. And they basically break down your traditionalists, your baby boomers, your Generation X, and your millennials. Your traditionalists were born between 1900 and 1945. So Bob Dole, Elizabeth Taylor were kind of famous in that traditionalist group. My mom was born. You know, it's so funny because my mom always said they were baby boomer. They were baby boomers because they were born, when troops came home during World War II. And so I always thought if you were born in 42 or 44, anytime during the war, but that's not the case. Baby boomers are 1946 on. But many baby boomers, okay, or many non-baby boomers that are traditionalists still call themselves baby boomers because they were born around wartime. So just give it to them, okay? But going back to the traditionalists, all right, they're known as the, if they were born in the 1900s to 1947, they're the silent, the moral authority, radio babies, the forgotten generation. All right, and they were influenced by World War II, Korean War, Great Depression, New Deal. So they're old school, very, very old school, okay? And they're our grandparents or our parents right now. Then the baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. And so Bill Clinton, Meryl Streep, baby boomer, okay? They're known as the me generation, okay, or the moral authority. They were influenced by civil rights, Vietnam War, sexual revolution, Cold War, space travel, have the highest divorce rate, okay, and second marriages in history. The post-war babies grew up to be more radicals of the 70s. They also grew up to be the yuppies of the 80s. The American dream was promised to them as children, and they pursue it. So many people look at the baby boomers being a little bit more materialistic, a little bit more greedy, but more ambitious. Okay? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. That's according to this one chart. Now, Generation X, that would be me. That's those of us born... I was born 71, but I tell everybody I'm in my 20s, okay? So the Generation X is the 1965 to 1980. So people in Generation X would be Barack Obama, Jennifer Lopez, okay? And we're known as Generation Xers, the 13th generation, the post-boomers. So we kind of grew up, hearing about Watergate, the energy crisis, Y2K, end of the Cold War, mom went to work, much increased divorce rate, all right? We start to see politicians lie more, and so we had less of a trust of politicians. We saw our parents get laid off. USA was starting to lose its status as the most powerful, prosperous nation in the world. And they say that we're the first generation that will not do as well financially as their parents did, Generation X. Then come the millennials. Millennials were 1981 to 2000, born in that age group. So, Ashton Kutcher, Serena Williams, they're also known as Generation Y or Generation Next. Generation Next. Remember there was that commercial, Generation Next? Okay. And or called the Echo Boomers. They were influenced by digital media. Terrorist attacks, September 11th, AIDS. They typically grew up as children of divorce, kind of known as latchkey kids. They hope to be the next generation to turn the world around that they see as wrong. They grew up more sheltered than any other generation because the parents tried to protect them from the evils of the world. And there was a lot of economic expansion. They were very busy kids. And they were the first generation of children that actually had schedules. And then you have the Generation Z, which are kids born beyond 2000, okay, which would be then my kids. So when you look at the traditionalists and their core values, okay, the traditionalists, remember, 1900 to 1945, those born then, who I don't really think there's a lot of people left of the 1900s, obviously, but they adhere to rules, contribute to the collective good, a lot of discipline, duty before pleasure, giving back is important, hard work, law and order, loyalty, patriotism, patience, responsibility, you know, a traditionalist. Baby boomers were more anti-war, anti-government. Anything is possible. Equal rights, equal opportunity, extremely loyal to their kids, involvement, optimism, personal gratification, personal growth, question everything. Spend now, worry later, which makes sense, you know, with what I see a lot of baby boomers unfortunately find themselves into. Trust no one over 30. Youth, and they want to make a difference. Now, my generation, the Generation X, balance, diversity. We had to be one of the medical students is a Generation X, and she said she really disliked how we had to be these super moms, or we had to hold a job and take the kids to practice and whatever. So this balance, diversity, we could multitask, high job expectations, independent. That was an issue. We're also more cynical. We also seem to be highly educated. There was a push for us to go to college, a very big push, because our baby boomer parents said that's what you need to do. All right, but the millennials are a little bit different. Okay, the millennials, all right, they're like, you know, let's have fun. They're also very revealing. You know, where they will they're very sociable in terms of social media. They also seem to be the most educated, but they have less optimism when it comes to their college degree. They also seem to be more street smart. Many of them are spiritual, the millennials, but we're also seeing, I think, a drop in religion, confidence, diversity, etc. So our traditionalists seem to be more conservative and confident and dedicated and ethical and hardworking. Our baby boomers more competitive, also ethical, more idealistic. Your Generation X, adaptable, focus on results, all right? Again, we have the highest number of divorced parents, try to balance work-life, a little bit of anti-leadership, a little bit of anti-establishment. The millennials are ambitious but not very focused, it appears. They haven't lived without computers. They're also eager to spend money and want the newest things. High-speed stimulus junkies, me-first attitude and work life, very interesting, okay? And so education, they say for a traditionalist, it's a dream to reach education. Baby boomers thought it was a birthright. You're born in America, you should be able to get an education. Generation X looked at it as a way to get there. If you get an education, then you could reach your dream. So it's just something you got to do. Millennials look at education as an incredible expense. All right, dealing with money. Traditionalists, put it away, put it away, put it away, pay cash. Don't be using credit cards. Baby boomers, buy now, pay later. Generation X, we save, 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 cautious, conservative, which is me. Millennials, earn to spend. All right. In the workplace, we see less millennials than we see Generation X and baby boomers. Work ethic, traditionalists pay, work hard. Baby boomers, driven, workaholic, work long hours. Work ethic is work harder. Millennials, or not millennials, Generation X, my generation, balance it a little bit. Work smarter with greater output. Try not to overextend yourself with long hours. Millennials, ambitious, but what's next? You know, when can I take off type of thing? Entitlement, there's some issues there, a lot of entitlement issues, and we're not trying to make fun of anybody or whatever, but it's an issue. And then the preferred work environment. Your traditionalists really like the hierarchical chain of command. Baby boomers, no, like the more democratic, equal opportunity. My generation, we like fun, functional, fast-paced, access to leadership. And then millennials, collaborative. But when we get back, you know, what do we look at? How do we deal from a communication standpoint? It's kind of interesting if you want to connect. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook. The reason why I'm spending time on this with the difference in the generations is some of the emails I get and some of the conflicts I see are between coworkers. And there's apparently a very big difference between the millennials, the Generation X's, and the baby boomers. And there's a lot of discongruity. And when we don't understand what the other group is thinking and where they're coming from, it's an issue. And so one frustration I've been seeing with older individuals as well as bosses have been, and this is not to insult anybody, but they've seen a quote-unquote lack of work ethic with the millennial. And what I'm here to say is it may not be a lack of work ethic, but it may be a different approach to the way they see work. Many of us older individuals, the way we work, all right, is harder, more hours, more, we look at it as a linear function. Whereas millennials have seen exponential things happen. So, for example, somebody becomes a YouTube star, just getting hits, let's say, all right, on a YouTube video, and they put maybe less effort into that video than an original one that only maybe got 50 hits. And they go, but that YouTube hit brought them from 0 to 90 all of a sudden, that YouTube video. And they see these things. They see this with songs. They see this with music. They see this with reality TV stars. So millennials saw, rather than somebody work hard and bust their butt, like let's say Kevin Costner had one role after another, Viggo Mortensen had to build upon each role until finally he got a bigger role and then was, you know, nominated for an Oscar. And so I think he's been nominated a couple times. And so rather than seeing, okay, you got to take your steps, you got to pay your dues, you got to whatever, the millennials see, you jump on that right train, you could bypass everything else. So that is one very optimistic, idealistic aspect of millennials, which is very, very cool. Because remember, with millennials, we also had American Idol. We had where a regular Joe could become a Carrie Underwood. That was something our generations never saw. You had to be related to Elizabeth Taylor or Francis Ford Coppola, the Godfather family. I mean, you had to be related to somebody to make it big. Millennials, Mark Zuckerberg, in his dorm room, was able to come up with Facebook. The eBay guys. You see? So their perception of reality may be right on, but it's way, way different from ours. Another thing that the millennials have always had was a safety net. And I'm not saying this as an insult, okay? Parents of millennials are like, look, okay, we got you. The world is tough. We got you. Parents of millennials, which would be in part of the Generation X and maybe part of the baby boomers, okay? Most likely the baby boomers, bought houses. They bought a house. So you have a room in our house, okay? You don't have a place to live. You could come back and live with us. That's what millennials do. A lot of times live with their parents. Rather than the parents moving in, see, with us and our grandparents, they were traditionalists. So they, you know, when they ran, they didn't, you know, when they didn't have anything, they moved with, in with the baby boomers because the baby boomers were doing better than them. But millennials know that their parents, whether they're Generation X or baby boomers, have a house. Also, millennials know that there's something, there's welfare out there. There's unemployment. As Generation Xers, we were taught, don't use welfare. Don't, and if so, it's only a short-term thing to get you through. So we Generation Xers are really, really afraid to lose our job. We baby boomers are afraid to lose our job. Millennials are like, they got me. They got me. There's something there that'll catch me. Same thing with getting pregnant. Okay? All right? I know Roe v. Wade was, what, 1973, was it? Okay. But when I was going to school, it's like, okay, you just don't, don't get pregnant. Don't get an STD. Don't get an STD. Millennials are like, and I'm not saying all of them, but millennials know if I got pregnant, there's tons of places I could get an abortion. If I get an STD, there's treatment there. If for HIV, there's treatment. There's something there to catch me. So now you're working with, you got a baby boomer. You got a Generation X and you got a millennial. Baby boomers like, okay, look, I can't lose this job. I cannot lose this job. Generation X is, it's going to suck if I lose this job, so I'm not going to, but I'll make it work. I'll work multiple jobs if I have to. I'll make it work. Millennials like, so what if I lose this job? Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Got a place to live. Got unemployment. I got welfare. I got something I could, I got something that'll catch me till I get back on my feet. So they may not have as much structure. They may not have as much discipline. All right? They also may have a distaste for menial work. Okay? But look, all you got to do is you got to file these things. Now, for me, I have no problem filing. I don't mind the menial work. You whistle while you work. Right? Got a song going in the back of my head. I could do this. Okay? Not the millennials. Millennials also want a type of job where they could be available to look at their phone or be able to receive a message and be able to communicate back. So millennials are very smartphone, computer type oriented. So they want to be able to have that leeway where if they have to go to their phone or message back, they can. So they're not going to want to be stuck on a task where they can't be away from their type of technology. And again, that makes sense. Those of us Generation X that have kids, I start to have a lot of millennial type thinking when it comes to communication and when it comes to computer and technology. It's interesting. Traditionalists, if you ask them what technology is, back then a traditionalist was like Hoover Dam. Right? For baby boomers, technology was a microwave. That blew them away. For us Generation Xers, it's what we can hold in our hand, like a cell phone, a PDA, whatever. For millennials, technology is intangible. It's you know, internet, it's unlimited, you know? So, for traditionalists, remember, they like the one-on-one. You know, they write me a memo, they're traditional. Baby boomers, they like to touchstone phones and call me anytime. Baby boomers like to talk, okay, all right? Generation X, it's like, okay, well, call me on my cell, call me at work. No, many of us Generation Xers, we don't even have a phone line at home. Just call my cell. I got that. Millennials, no. Don't call me, email me, text me. Whereas Generation X may use more tech, more words, millennials may use more pictures and emojis to communicate. So if you leave a message, it was funny, in this meeting yesterday we had at Toro University at this conference, if you leave a message on a millennial's phone with a long message, that's going to drive them crazy. Whereas those of us that are Generation X, just call, leave a message, or text me so I know what, we aren't as afraid of that kind of conversation. Another thing is if you tell your millennial, look, meet me one-on-one in my office, they're going to freak out. They don't like the one-on-one. Whereas baby boomers like the one-on-one. Okay? Generation X, just be immediate, straight talk, don't talk a lot. We have less listening comprehension. A lot of us Generation X's don't micromanage us. Just give us the main gist and we'll be fine. Whereas your millennials, it's, you know, just see me in person if it's really, really important, but if not, please by phone or text. It's easier for me to handle by phone or text. So these are, it's interesting. And so you got to kind of understand what each group is doing. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. We'll be right back.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So more than 50 people were told that they have Alzheimer's when they didn't. And one went on to kill himself. What the hell happened here? Sean Blazek, according to Daily Mail, was at the age of 33 years old. And he learned that he had Alzheimer's disease. Now, he had a string of concussions from high school football and boxing. He would go days without sleeping, forget how to tie his shoes. And he is now one of 50 people suing the now-closed clinic's former director and owner, Sherry Ann Jenkins, saying they were told they had Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. And most now know it's not true, and a few are awaiting confirmation. Some say they spent months undergoing treatment while planning out their final years. Some quit their jobs, sold possessions, took a special trip, and unfortunately one killed himself. Kay Tainer was diagnosed with Alzheimer's on her second visit to Jenkins and then referred five or six friends and family members to her office, including her husband of 48 years. They were told they all had the disease, but her husband, Gary, took it the hardest. He's got a smile that just lights up the room, and I never saw it again. He just sunk in his chair. To me, he never stood up again. He was never tall again. He gave up. Gary fell into a depression, spending his final week sitting in a chair with his hands in his lap until he went into the garage and shot himself in the head. He died January 25th of last year, and an autopsy showed no signs of Alzheimer's. This is ridiculous. He was not alone and plans to end his life. Apparently, Sean Blasek, the 33-year-old, started planning out who would take care of his four kids if something happened to his wife, thought about how hard it would be for them if he could no longer recognize his family. So he actually had fistfuls of sleeping pills that he put in a bottle, wrote himself a note, vowing to swallow them all when he wasn't able to remember the names of his children. Luckily, that day never came. And 9 months later, he learned that the Memory Loss Center director who diagnosed him did not even have a medical or psychology license to do so. Then another test confirmed that he didn't have Alzheimer's. So this was the Toledo Clinic Cognitive Center that Sherry Ann Jenkins ran through the Toledo Clinic, a multi-specialist specialty medical center with more than 150 doctors. Attorneys on both sides would not say if there's a criminal investigation, but court records indicate that the Ohio Medical Board has talked with some of the patients. Blasek crammed years of fatherly advice into a matter of months, showing his son how to check the oil on a car, teaching his wife about household finances. I was preparing her to be a single mom. This is ridiculous. The lawsuit says that Jenkins has a doctorate degree in psychological science, was not authorized to order medical tests, and that her husband, a licensed doctor who is a part of the Toledo Clinic, signed off on the tests, and was sometimes listed as a referring physician on billing, even though he did not see any of the patients. An attorney for the couple would not answer questions about the cognitive clinic, which abruptly shut down after about a year into 2016. Former patients, they actually liked her. They said she was compassionate, easy to talk to, gave them a hug. What the heck is going on? How do you diagnose somebody with Alzheimer's there's certain degenerative changes that we will see on MRI with the brain. I mean, were these tests run? This is why I really stress second opinions. Okay? You know, one of you had asked years ago, it's going to tick my doctor off, so why risk it? If it ticks your doctor off, then you need a new doctor. If any of my patients said, I want to go and get a, I want to go and get a second opinion, Dahlia. Thank you. If you're recommending that I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z, let me get a second opinion and see what he says. I'm like, let me know what he says. Okay? Now, do I disagree with doctors on a lot of things? Absolutely. One thing I disagree on with a lot of doctors, even specialists, and I've told you about this story, is when it comes to thyroid nodules. Okay? If I see a thyroid nodule under a centimeter, I still worry that that could be cancerous. And I had sent a patient who had a thyroid nodule that I just didn't like to an ENT doctor, a head and neck doctor. And the head and neck doctor said, don't even come back until it grows. You're fine. Dahlia's over worrying. So I said, tell with that. And I sent him to another doctor. The doctor biopsied him. Yeah, he had thyroid cancer that actually was pretty pronounced. And so I will disagree with specialists. And I'm a family doctor. And, you know, we family doctors, you know, rarely disagree with the specialists because we know where our limitations are. So when it comes to thyroid nodules, I like to be a little bit more, I don't want to use the word aggressive because many of them don't have to be dealt with. But if I got a funny feeling about something, I got a funny feeling about something. But other than that, rarely has a doctor ever disagreed with me and was right about his disagreement. Now, I'm not saying that to be, smarty pants. But, and if you're a patient that wants to get a second opinion, I actually commend that. Listen, and doctors out there and medical providers, your patients are getting second opinions when they go to Google anyway. They're Googling everything you say. So don't get insulted, because they're going to take whatever you say and go to Google anyway. So what's the difference between them going to Google or going to another doctor? Well, that other doctor could steal them away. Yeah, they can. They can. And that's jerkish if it happens. But it's going to happen. If the person has doubt, they have doubt. And I can't tell you how many patients, did get swayed by the second doctor. And then all of a sudden they came back going, nah, I didn't like him. He was trying to sell me vitamins, or he was trying to sell me on something. And again, I'm not a salesperson. So I don't draw them in like a salesperson would. Okay? So get that second opinion. So if you're being told that you have Alzheimer's, and I don't care how wonderful they are, and here's the thing too, okay? Predators are not cold, evil-looking, weird people. Predators can be the most soft, warm, inviting people. That's how it works. Okay? I've seen sexual predators. And you're like, but he was so likable. Oh, of course, they know what they're doing. Right? And women could be predators, too. I mean, I don't know what sort of predatory, I don't know what she was gaining from this, unless these were cash payments. I don't know. I don't know what she had to gain telling a person they had Alzheimer's when they didn't. Maybe she was psychotic and she had delusions. I don't know what it is. But, just because somebody is really, really likable doesn't mean they can't, they aren't evil. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Iceland is one of the most intensely volcanic places in the world. They have over 130 volcanoes, both active and inactive. An expert has now warned that four of the country's biggest volcanoes are priming to erupt. This could lead to travel chaos. The volcanoes in question are Katla, Hekla, Barbunga, and Grimsvötn, three of which have already erupted in the last 20 years. Remember back in 2010, there was an explosive eruption of an Icelandic volcano, Yggdrasil-jökull. And that caused more than 10 million air passengers to be stranded and cost the European economy $4.9 billion. They say Katla is the most recent active volcano of the four. It last erupted in 1918. It's been showing signs of restlessness. Tremors in September exceeded the magnitude 3 mark. This tremor could be enough to send magma upwards through the crust and cause it to burst through the surface. Apparently, its eruption, I'm looking at a picture of it, it was huge. That's all I could say. It was huge. All right? So what else do they have? Hekla. Hekla is known as the gateway to hell. It's in the southern part of the country. It's been quiet for 16 years. But data collected last June saw it's building up magma. And its internal pressure is currently higher than before its last two previous eruptions. Apparently, this erupts once every 10 years. It's been dormant since 2000, so it is due. Then, Barabunga. It's the recently most active volcano of the four. In 2014, it spewed lava and ash all over the highlands for 6 months. This sucker was huge, very, very magma-y. And then Grimsvötn. That's another one that looks like it wants to blow. There she blows! All right, be careful, Icelanders. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.